Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Just everything. And if you're just like, okay, just let me see 2012. Happy looking forward to seeing 2012 like yours truly. Again, this is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I told you all during the last broadcast that I was going to tentatively schedule a show, and I did just that. So this is kind of sort of a test show. I might be able to get on the switchboard. I might not. My identity is still being verified on my blogtalkradio.com profile page, which is blogtalkradio.com/CultureShockEntertainment-Beth. That's KultureShockEntertainment-Beth, B-E-T-H. Or you don't have to put the hyphen. You can just space, then Beth. And you can call if you don't have access to listen online or you can call in to listen. It's the same number that you would use when my switchboard is functioning properly to talk to me or to be interviewed or whatever. The call-in number to listen is 714-409-0614. If my switchboard, if my identity finishes being verified, I probably would be able to turn on the switchboard and be able to, you know, take a call or two. I don't know if my dear friend, homie, Reggie Roughneck would be able to call or not, but, you know, he and I are very excited regarding Dallas sports, especially Dallas Mavericks sports, but we'll talk about that later because you all know I'm very excited, very excited. But the poem that I had mentioned to you, because I started this intro that poem that I had mentioned to you during the last broadcast on Saturday, a poem that I had written many years ago called I Love You. So I just wanted to share that poem and a poem that my late brother, Christopher D. White, once loved. I do not know that the poet's name. Some of you are probably familiar with the poem, and you never know. The person that composed the poem might be listening, or a friend might say, hey, I know that person. But I love you. Yes, I love you. You're always there for me. Without you, I don't know where I would be. I love you for all the things that you do. I love you for being you. I love you. God, G-O-D, God, God Almighty. I love God. So I just wanted to share, hey, that's a poem I had written years ago. Though I'll be sharing more of my poems. And, of course, you all know I plan on doing more with my songs I've written and poems I've written since my childhood to present time, along with my designs and sketches. Those are just childhood things that I love, you know, and just things that that turned me into an entrepreneur as a kid, and I'm still an entrepreneur doing those things. But the next poem is an untitled poem. I once knew the author's name, but the author's unknown, but it was one of my brother's late brother's favorite poems. And this is important for not just this time of year, but every day of the year. People seldom say, I love you, or it's either too late, or love goes. So when I tell you I love you, it doesn't mean that I hope you never go away, only that I wish you didn't have to. Isn't that beautiful? It makes you think also, right? So if you honestly love someone, I mean, it could be just regular love, agape love, or romantic love, or just care for a person. I mean, honestly, sincerely, you should tell those that you love and like that you do love and like them. That's one thing that star maker David Harrison Levy in Beverly Hills always promote, especially on his Facebook page, is the importance to say I love you. And he sent a picture with writing on it to many of his friends, including me, saying that if you're not saying I love you to your friends and you're hanging with the wrong people, you know? And that really makes you think, huh? It's important to express love, too. Some people probably say, well, I don't verbally say it, but I express it. That's important, too, to be able to express that you care for people and that you love people. And it's important, especially during this time of year, but most importantly, it's important every day of the year to express that you do care, that you do love, that you do like situations and people. So I just wanted to share that, you know. Just it. but back to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. There's a lot to talk about, but like I said, I'm not going to be squeezing stuff in. I'm looking, seeing if my ID has been verified so I can attempt to turn my switchboard on. But it's been very slow. Very slow. Usually it zooms through. So I've been digging Talk Radio this morning from Dick Bray, USA. I really enjoy that show. That's a fun show. With Jay Young. That's a good, very good show. They talk about different things. And before the show began, as I prepare for the show, Dig and Tom Jordan Morning Show. And I don't know about you guys, but do you like as you do your morning things, do you like multitask listening and watching your favorite programs? I do, because I also dig Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and you know Mike and Mike. So I know they're excited about just everything that's going on with different sport topics, with trays and so on. But this is tis the season for us to be merry, and really tis the season. Are you really thinking about what's really important to you? Is it spending time with family, or spending time alone, or buying gifts, or just looking forward to 2012, shopping, preparing for the after sales? Because a lot of people expressed to me that, hey, I'm looking forward to the after holiday sales when things are really marked down, you know? And then, you know, that's when they waste no time, the retailers waste no time to put spring items out. But this is tis the season, and while I'm talking about shopping and fashion and so on, I received an awesome, I don't even like St. Colin the catalog. You know, I'm a Mark girl, Mark Independent Sales Rep. Visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. But I just say that as a plug but visit for real. Because we have magalogs, not catalogs. The magalogs are publications. They're like a cross between magazines and the catalog. Well, if you didn't get your hand on Anthony, you all know Anthony is one of my favorite designers, longtime favorite designers. I've loved him. I was exposed to his work back when I was a fashion student. Probably before I was studying fashion myself, but when he was interning for Willie Smith, I loved Willie Smith designs. Well, yeah, back when I was a fashion sales and marketing fashion merchandising student at Hines Community College in Raymond, I was exposed to Willie Ware. And I remember doing a story and contacting Willie Smith himself and his partner. Her name is Mallet. Some of you don't know who I'm talking about. She might be listening. Was it Tammy Mallet or something like that? And I know they sent me so much research information. And I'm working for Merry-Go-Round Enterprises. And I remember getting a very good grade for one of my projects at school because I brought Willie Ware merchandise from the store I was working at and did a very, like, well-rounded display of Willie Ware designs. So that was just awesome. So just by me talking about Anthony's beginnings, because he began designing as a little kid, sewing and so on. I sketch and design. I can hand sew, but I have an awesome tailor by the name of June Wee, And also another a Facebook friend of mine, Olga Jenkins in Miami, also that's just extremely perfect, great tailors. But back to Anthony, what I was about to say, my mother and I are just in awe of his second catalog. I don't want to call it catalog, though, publication, periodical, of his partnership with HSN. It's his 2011 Resort Collection, and you guys definitely need to get your hands on it. And Anthony is really cool social networking with his clients and those of you who would like to know more about his fashions. I mean, he's, of course, of HSN. He sells the sportswear, which is economically priced, and he also designed couture dresses and wedding gowns and you name it. Accessories and so on. If you are a longtime lover of JCPenney's, he's also, after working with Willie Smith and Yves Saint Laurent and Adrian Ventadini, he worked. He had a fashion line with Fashion. With, not Fashion. I worked for Fashion Fair, but he was just honored by Fashion Fair, though. Just in publishing, but. He had a clothing line that sold at JCPenney's and also worked at JCPenney's as a designer also. I loved it, JCPenney's, and I love Sears. It sounded like I said loved it, but that's not what I said. My tongue got kind of tied. That's, at the beginning of the show also, my intentions was to also apologize to you all if I sneeze or if I clear my throat or cough because it seems like overnight that a cold is trying to sneak up on me. And I am going to do my best to try to prevent it and keep it weakened. I went years and years and years without having a cold, honestly, until a couple of years ago. And it seems like every season since 2 years ago, I catch like little colds or bad colds. I've had some bad ones also, but I went from like mid early 90s, like 91 to 2009, early 2009 without a cold. Honestly, I'm telling the truth. But the past couple of years, I'm like, it's all about your immune system and all about taking important vitamins. And vitamin C does work in eating and drinking juices and drinking a lot of water and eating soups and so on, they do work to combat certain colds and so on. But I just want, in case I sneeze or something like that, I just wanted to tell you all. And if I'm not sounding more excited than I should be, it's because a cold is trying to get to me. And so on. But Anthony also had a very nice card accompanied with his publication with HSN. And I wanted to read what he had written in the back, but instead I'm going to give you his email address. So if you would like copies of, this is a limited edition catalog, if you want copies of it, email Anthony at Anthony. A-N-T-T-H-O-N-Y at AnthonyOriginals.com. That's A-N-T-T-H-O-N-Y O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L-S.com. And, or you can visit his website, AnthonyOriginals.com, and sign up for the backstage pass. You know, you'll get emails and get be put on his mailing list and get information, like his catalogs and information regarding his appearances and projects that he will be working on or are working on along with his staff and so on. So I like the card that he sent. It's an art card series number one. I don't know if he sent the same card to everyone because he has wonderful backstories about the art and the dress. Always, whenever he sent out art cards or postcards, and I received a Lady Bell. So hopefully, when I get my switchboard to functioning properly, from the man himself. But he's been so busy, you know, traveling back and forth to Paris and London and so on, because he not only was he educated in America, but also educated in Paris. And so he's in different places. Native of New Jersey, but once lived in Dallas, now living in L.A., London, and in Paris. And that's what he's been in. His recent designs have been inspirations from just everywhere. Okay, I'm going to need to check the minutes. I have about 15 more minutes. But congrats to Robert Griffin III, right? Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor University. So congrats to him. It's a good thing. When you win that award, you're stepping into, oh my God, you're just stepping into like a whole new world. It just seems like that's what it appears to be, and that's what it is, huh? I mean, you're like automatically a superstar when you get that trophy. It's amazing. But you and I hope you all enjoyed the debate. If you missed it, I did. I feel like I'm about to sneeze. A sneeze is coming, but I do not want to sneeze. This is worldwide internet radio we are doing. And right before the show, tears were like flowing out of my eyes. And I knew when I felt the chill yesterday that, oh my God, might be getting sick. So you all have any remedies? Because I like sharing remedies with my friends. If you all have any remedies, please email me or message me or post on my wall or something. But back to what I was about to say, you know, I'm just ecstatic. I was saddened when I found out that the Mavericks lost Tyson Chandler. But I am so happy that Real Lamar Odom, that's his Twitter name, and Khloe Kardashian Odom will be a part of the DFW community, and that he is a Mav. And I was doing my happy dance, and my mother was like, okay, so who did Dallas lose? And I didn't even think about that. I knew somebody had to go. And then I was like, yay. And then my mom was like, then I was listening to ESPN radio overnight, early Saturday morning, and one of the hosts of the early morning show mentioned that Tyson had been traded to New York Knicks. And so, wow. And he's a proper player. He's one of my favorite players. I've social networked with him for ages. And I love the way his wife always be in the audience and so supportive of him also, and how he showed his support to her also. But one thing about it, he's an awesome player. And when he came to Dallas, he said, I want to win a trophy. And he played hard, and definitely they won a trophy. And I honestly, the new season hadn't even started, but I feel that Dallas, that is a good team. They've been a good team ever since 2000, ever since Mark Cuban purchased them. They've been just wonderful with their stats. I mean, it's all in the stats. Stats is based on what actually happened, you know. My stats that I love to talk about, that, you know, I appreciate you all's support. The stats of my viewership, my listenership, that's important, you know. So stats are important. So the Mavs have always been a good team and always had good stats. But it's good when they can mix young talent and seasoned good talent, hungry talent, together and work as a team. That's one team. And I'm not talking, because I mean, I support our 30 teams, because Oklahoma, I mean, my goodness, aren't they something? And you all know I love Miami, and I love Orlando also. And last night I was just in, I dreamt a year ago that Dwight Howard had become a Mav. I tweeted about it and talked about that dream. And then I've been hearing talks that the Lakers wanted him, that, you know, that maybe they, Chris Paul be going to the Clippers. and that the Lakers wanted Dwight Howard. But last night I ran across some information in sports media where there's a buzz that Dwight Howard might be going to the Mavs. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God. And my friend Rich Ruffnick, he saw my tweet, which was on my Facebook page and on the other pages that are connected to my tweets, my LinkedIn pages, MySpace pages, and so on. And he was like, I told ya. Rich Ruffnick was like, he's not going to, Marky Mark, that's what he said on my Facebook page, Marky Mark is not going to let Dwight D. Howe come through Dallas. When he get ready to connect to go to L.A., Mark was like, no way, you're not going there. So that was real funny on my Facebook page because a lot of people liked that. When I was talking about there's a buzz about him maybe going to the Mavs. So I'm just, like, unbelievably in shock because that is, like, a whole nother terrific Christmas present. We Mavs Nation supporters have definitely received an early Christmas present. Getting real Lamar Odom. Sad that Tyson Chandler had to go, but I guess we can't have it all, huh? I had heard reports that Chloe was kind of sad about it, but I seen a tweet of Kim where she was like looking forward to some happy new memories, and she had like hee haw at the end of her tweet and so on, so that's pretty cool. It would have been ironic if Reggie would have been on Cowboy, because you all know that during back in the summertime, I was to trade talk, you know, the Cowboys was a team that was interested in Reggie, you know. But, I mean, he's with Miami, which is, you know, a good team, and they've been good the past couple years anyway, but didn't start off so good, but seemed like they're, you know, they're being an average team and so on. So, you know, wow. But Saturday I had read out to you about information regarding the email I received from the Mavs. And I'll read it again because the event is Friday. And I haven't received another email saying that real Lamar Odom will be there, but they probably have the deal inked. I'm sure they had a deal inked already. So he probably will be part of the event on Friday. And those of you that didn't hear Saturday show, I'll read the email that I received on Friday night from the Mavericks. See the return of the NBA champions at Winterfest, Dallas Mavericks Winterfest, and a free scrimmage will begin at 3 p.m. on Friday, December the 16th. ESPN Dallas 103.3 FM also hosted along with the Mavericks. It's the holiday season, and who better to celebrate with the 2011 NBA champs? We'll see you at American Airlines Center on Friday, December 16th, to enjoy a winter wonderland of basketball in a holiday atmosphere. Because, you know, the top of the show is Tis the Season, so this is a Tis the Season event. Admission is free, and doors open at 3 p.m. Parking is $5. It will be available in surrounding lots. Schedule events. 2:30 ice rink on the 2:30 ice rink on the AT&T Plaza opens. 3 o'clock doors open to the public. 3:30 showing of Shrek the Halls. 4 meet Dallas Mavericks legends at the ESPN broadcast area. 4:15 showing of Mary Madiscar. 4:45 I feel a sneeze coming. I'm trying to hold it back. 4:45 showing of Shrek the Trick the Halls. 5:15, holiday music from House of Blues Gospel Choir. I know they're going to get down singing that good gospel music. 6 o'clock, your 2011 NBA champs take the floor. Be sure to register for your chance to win an autographed pass for two with all your fave math players. Not feeling lucky with registering? No problem. Our friends at ESPN Dallas 103.3 will help you get your hands on your ticket for autographs. Listen daily for your cue to call to win. And friends, happy holidays from the Mavs and ESPN Dallas 103.3. So I wish I was there. You guys are going to have a blast. I'll be there soon, though, because I need to start school. And I need to start work, Mr. Mark. I sent Mark an email back Labor Day weekend telling him you need to hire me. Because I've networked with him consistently since 2005 when I first sent him a card encouraging him when they came close to becoming the champs. You know, they won a division, but they didn't win. But they've been just such a good team. And like I said, I love networking with Brian and his brothers, Brian and Jeff and so on. But, I guess Mark said, well, I need to send my resume. I'll send my resume soon. But back to the topics. I'm just getting so excited. Well, I'm not excited about the season, period. I'm excited to see Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls. I'm excited to see Dwayne and LeBron and Chris Bosh and the Celtics and Oklahoma. I love NBA, period. And you know, I love the NFL. How about those Saints? Who that nation rocked yesterday. But the Cowboys, oh, my goodness. That's kind of sad, but I'm glad the Saints are doing their thing. I love to see them go back to the Super Bowl. But, so this year, February the 5th, Super Bowl will be in Indianapolis, right? And I can't wait to see Madonna. I mean, I know that's going to be an awesome show right there. I've never attended a Super Bowl, but that's one Super Bowl I would like to attend. I know it'll be cold, but it might be hot up there. It was cold in Dallas. I'm sure the prediction was that it would be nice weather in Dallas. But I'm communicating with one of my Twit friends who resides in the East Coast. And shout out to Mrs. Nazar Jones, my Tweet friend. That's a Tweet name. Because it's colder here than it is where she is on the East Coast. And it's just, I hope it's warmer today, because it's been 30 like all night. And yesterday they predicted it would become 55, but it did not get out to 30s, I don't believe. And today they're saying it's going to get to 59 or 60, but I got to see this. I hope that's true though, because it's cold weather. It just gets to me. I like, you know, spring, autumn weather all year long, and I love summer. I'm a summer baby. I was born in August. But I'm just going on and on. But like I said, this is a test like kind of show. My page is not verified here, so I don't know why it's so slow. Don't you all hate it when things happen so slow? Usually I get verified real fast, and the other day the problem was I just couldn't get my switchboard up. And I'm using my MyTouch, and I love my MyTouch. Earlier tonight, I was I received an email from TMZ Live. It was one of my favorite shows, and that they were on air on Ustream. And so I connected to Ustream, and then I end up getting the app, going ahead in my app for my Android, because MyTouch by T-Mobile is Android, and I don't know, because my Ustream username is Culture Shock, just Culture Shock, ustream.tv/Culture Shock. So I started broadcasting soon, but I almost accidentally started broadcasting this morning, and I was like, oh my God. But I have more to talk about. I want to shout out LB Shure. His show is great. He and I first met in early mid-90s on my birthday. And I've always loved his music and his work. And he is just a down-to-earth guy. And he has sent me like a wealth of just information to share with you all. I've tweeted a couple of videos yesterday. One, his son, Quincy Brown, and his other son, Little Be Sure. He know the question is coming soon that I will ask him to be a guest on the show. I just love his show and talk more about his show and concerts and the work that he's doing right now. So send me info because I will talk about you and tell people about your work. But he is one person that's down to earth and likes to help other artists because he was helped, and so he liked to help other artists also. But what's up? What's up? Have a happy holiday season. And we'll definitely broadcast on Saturday, probably Wednesday, and probably Friday, but definitely on Saturday. So God bless, and thank you for sharing 30 minutes of your time with me this morning. This is Beth, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.